South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I just love that Marlin song. I'm going to just dive right into this next segment. Huh! Hey, now, let's talk some more branding and building your brand. First of all, we've got another suggestion that just came in. Growing Strong with Jim Freed. We like that one. You know, some guy named Steve Cohn Stephen A. Cohn suggested that. So high five to Steve Cohn on suggesting Growing Strong with Jim Freed and the Jim Freed Show. Now, you lazy bums, get off your butt, start your fingers flying, and send in some good ideas. We're here with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is the branding expert here in town. We talk all the time with Bruce. He's a regular on the show. If he's not on our show, he's on Fox. So maybe they need to listen to more of our guests. I don't know. Bruce, welcome back to the show, bud.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, so we're going to talk more about branding. And I brand myself. In fact, that's the way we met. We met because you were giving a talk at one of the organizations I belong to. And the talk was about branding. And I would talk. I would ask a question, and then you'd give the answer, then all the guys at the table would look at me, and I'd ask the next question.
Right.
Remember that? Oh, that was great.
Yeah, there was no oxygen left in the room when you were done.
There's typically no oxygen in any room left when I'm done, which is why I have a radio show and why Stevie can't stop cracking up. Now, we talked a little bit about the radio show.
So how about Hot Air with Jim Freed?
Well, how about just Full of It with Jim Freed?
I like that.
You like that?
I like that. First of all, it's going to get people's attention. Second of all, it's true. And third of all, after you pass the scatological humor, full of what? Full of great ideas? Full of opportunities?
Oh, geez.
Full of tips?
We nailed it. High five! We nailed it, because that's it. I really am full of it. I'm full of all. The show is full of it.
Full of It with Jim Freed.
Oh, my God. I love it, Johnny. Give me your face. What do you think? Oh, Johnny's out getting a smoke. Leave it to Johnny to come out just when the aha moment for 3.5 years rolls through. John's smoking a cig in the parking lot.
He could be out puking in the hallway, too.
Well, if he was living in my apartment building, he'd probably... Well, that's another story entirely.
Now, do we want to be full of it with Jim Freed, or how about Jim Freed is full of it?
Oh, well... now I'm Edward Woodson! I hope you're out there, Juan. I finally gave your guy a plug. So I think we're getting there. Hey, Steve Cohn, what do you think about Full of It with Jim Freed? Well, we'll have to wait for Ed. It'll have to take him a second because I know he's a little bit chubby there with those fingers rolling. Although you have been losing weight, Steve. I did meet you at the pasta place for lunch. So we're getting rolling. So why do you think that would be good? We talked about it. We talked. Jim is full of it. Now, first of all, it's actually falls along with the way I came up with Freed on Business, which, if you don't know me, looks like Fried on Business. So it's sort of like another nameplate. Was that like a word you used earlier?
Sure. I was talking about your car. Listen, we talked before, a couple weeks ago, about the points for building brands. The ones from my book, the 7 points.
Right.
And the first one is all about them. It's got to be something that people resonate with.
Well, being full of it resonates with everybody I know.
Of course it does. The second one, everyone who knows you anyways, the second one is hearts, then minds. It has to be emotional before it's intellectual, because people listen and decide with their emotions and justify based on fact. So it's the kind of thing, it's certainly emotional. It'll
make
some people
crack up.
Right, and most people will laugh. Third of all, you got to make it quick. It's not too many words. Full of it. We can handle that. You got to make it simple. It's about as simple as you can get.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make it ownable. Make it yours.
I haven't heard too many people say that they were full of it on the air.
There you go. Point six. Is all 5 senses. It has to be something that people feel as well as see and hear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows me is going to feel that one.
We won't even go there. And 7.7 is repeat, repeat, repeat. Once we come up with it, you have to say it over and over and over.
Jim Freed's full of it. Jim Freed's full of it. Jim Freed's full of it.
You don't need to say it, per se. You need to live it. And in fact, you do.
Oh, I am. I'm the embodiment of full of it.
Which leads to the overarching one, which is it has to be congruent to your brand. And it is.
Oh, my God, is it ever.
And breathe full of it.
Oh, my God. Now all we have to do is come up with the logo and a shopping bag with all the stuff coming out of it, maybe. I don't know. But it's just real. And Bruce is actually nodding his head. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I've hated every other idea you've come up with.
Yeah, I know. The guy with the tie and the building. Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. All pretty cut and paste Photoshop. But yeah, I was actually thinking about, you know, like all the little things circling like a little caricature of me or something. I really think that that's the direction I want to head, is the little floaty things.
Well, you know what they say? Most people are overnight successes after 20 years. And that's sort of the same with this. I mean, it just popped up now, but you and I have been talking about this for weeks.
Oh my gosh.
We've come up with lots and lots and lots of bad ideas.
Oh yeah, I'm the expert at the bad ideas. People just don't hear them, but I'm also an instant success after 240 episodes.
Exactly, so you get all the bad ideas out of the way, and it's necessary, because if not, you'll just settle for one of them. But sooner or later, the mind blower breaks through.
Oh yeah, Steve Cohn, love you, buddy, that's the winner.
Then in that case, listen, I still think Steve should get to go to the Marlins game.
Ah, Steve's going to the Marlins game. We'll have Sabadell night at the Marlins game. Steve, give me a call tomorrow. You're the winner. We're going, dude.
You owe me lunch, Steve.
Yeah, he owes you more than lunch. Maybe we'll all go to the Marlins game together. He can buy you a big hot dog.
Oh, now you're talking with extra sauerkraut.
Come on, join the Marlins. Da, 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 da. Jump right in. Oh, that's going to be great. All right. Well, now I think that we've kind of nailed it. Johnny, what do you think about that? Turn around. You like that full of it with Jim Freed? Jim Freed's full of it? All right. Johnny's giving the high five. Hashtag that, Johnny. All right. So we got Johnny on board. We got Steve on board. We got my branding expert on board. Lord knows I'm having a good time. The thing just clicked. Was that Steve again? Nah, he's just still loving me. Steve's just giving me the love. That must mean he's on the phone trying to cut a deal with somebody. So we've gone through the seven. We've kind of picked an idea of the brand. It kind of does sort of fit me.
Kind of.
Yeah, like a glove. Like a glove. And now we're going to build it. So now we got to go. We got to get my logo dude out there. He's going to do a logo, and then we'll roll. I think that this is just amazing. This is great. I'm like the Dolphins. I'm redesigning my logo. Well, I'm not changing my... They're not changing their name. They just redesigned the logo a little bit.
Right.
Now, the city of Miami...
You're not changing your name either. You're still Jim Freed.
That's true. And I'm still on business.
And you're still full of it.
I am. I'll always be full of it. I'll be full of it until the worms are inside and out, and then they'll be full of me. So, in any event, we're having just a great time. We're joking with Brewster Kell. Bruce, how did you get into the branding gig? What made you decide to be a branding dude?
Well, truth is, it's all I ever wanted to do. When I was a kid, I didn't know it was called branding. I just always loved art. I always loved design. I was the kid who was always drawing pictures of the teachers and making all the other kids laugh or getting in trouble when the teachers found them. I got a design degree when I was in college, and then I went up to New York and worked at ad agencies and did a lot of advertising work and ran an ad agency. One day, and I'll try to make this story quick, but when my first book came out, I was invited to do a book signing at a very prestigious design conference up in Chicago. And the other guy doing a book signing was like the it boy, the really hip designer that year. The next morning, when it's time to do the signing, I go to get in line to sign. And I took my daughter. She was like 7 or 8. And as we get out of the elevator, there's a line of people there. And she says to me, "Daddy, are all those people here for your book?" So, you know, sensing a teaching moment, I said, "Well, sweetheart, I'm sure some of them are here." His name was Steph Sagmeister. "I'm sure some of them are here for Steph's book too." And then we walk into the expo, and there's this long line of people, and we go around the corner, and every single one of those people was in line
for Steph.
There wasn't a person in my line. So I sat behind the little booth, and I tried not to make eye contact, because when you do, you get the look, which in Miami we call that "ay, pero qué pobrecito" look.
Right.
You know, you poor son of a guy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. My daughter, who is sitting there drawing, all of a sudden she decides to take matters into her own hands. She goes underneath the table, pops up on the other side, and tries to drag people into my line.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, and saying, "Hey, buy my daddy's book. It's really good." Now, here's the secret. My book may or may not have been better than his, and, you know, probably it wasn't, but the point was, nobody had seen his book, and nobody had seen my book. They had just been released. They were still wrapped in that untouched by human hands plastic.
Right.
Why did they buy his and not mine?
Brand.
I didn't know it at the time, but that was probably the worst day of my life, sitting there. I'm getting goosebumps now telling you the story. Sitting there with my 9-year-old daughter, trying to be, you know, the big dad, and being being humiliated, basically. And I decided at that point, I'm going to figure out why did his book sell and mine didn't. And that started me on this journey. Now I've written 3 books on branding, and we run the branding firm, and we teach people how to do it. Because what I learned that day was they don't buy what you do. They buy who you are.
Oh, my God, 100%. Johnny, that's the Twitter right there. Did you hear that, bro? I'm getting the thumbs up. You better be nailing that. That's the million-dollar moment.
They don't buy what you do. They buy who you are. Because most of what most of us do on some level these days is relatively generic.
Yeah, everybody's a commodity. I'm in the real estate business. I provide capital. It's a commodity.
Look at your guys at Warren Henry. They sell cars that, let's face it, you can buy elsewhere. But because of who they are, they offer these things that make you go back.
It's unbelievable. Those guys really do make you feel like a family. It's not just BS on their thing.
So you're not just buying the car because, again, you can get... And now on the internet, you can get the car anywhere.
Anywhere. What you're doing is... What you're buying there is you're buying them.
Exactly. Exactly. And when people tune into this radio show, what they're buying is you. They're buying the advice. They're buying the people you're listening to, but you become their editor, because how do they know the person sitting across from you has anything worthwhile to say? Because they trust you.
Well, that's what I spend the entire week doing, is trying to find somebody interesting to present to the people out there so that they can just take a couple of grains, because reality is they're only going to listen to a few minutes of any hour.
And when you can't find that person,
you call me.
Right?
Exactly. Steve, how much time do I have to keep this guy BSing for? Bruce, we got a minute left. Tell people who you are and where to find you.
Okay, where to find me is easy. Just look my name, Bruce Turkel, TURKEL.com. Turkel Brands is the name of my company. We build brands for all kinds of great companies you've heard about. I write a blog on branding that comes out every week. It's free. Just log in at BruceTurkel.com. You can get the blog. You can get the information. That's where it is.
My favorite part is when I Google you, all those pictures come up. So even if somebody doesn't know you, they'll at least see what you look at.
They get to see how devastatingly handsome I am.
They get to see who they're going to wait in line to sign, to get a book signed by.
See, next time I have that book signing, I can tell you there will be people in line.
I'll be in line.
And I am the brand commentator on Fox Business, and I'm on usually once a week, sometimes more, talking about what's going on in the world of branding.
All right. Well, listen, people, all the different platforms, look for Bruce, find Bruce, get your advice from Bruce. Obviously, it's who I get my advice from, and you heard us go through the creative process right here live for you today. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freed on Business, because I'm full of it. Back after this.